about. Joining us now is Tom Fenton, president of Judicial Watch. Hey, Tom, how are you doing? Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Julie. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Hey, Tom, how are the guns? This guy has the biggest biceps of anybody on cable news. I mean, I don't know how you do it, man, but share with me your
workout
schedule.
He's actually calling in from the gym.
That's probably.
That's right. That's right. In between workouts.
Tom, Judge Juan Merchan, he decided to postpone former President Trump's sentencing in New York until after the election. Was this a surprise to you? Did you expect this to happen?
Well, you don't know because it's a political decision. It's about as legal as the, you know, third night of the Democratic National Convention. So you have a Democratic donor, Joe Biden donor, who if it were a legal situation, we wouldn't have been talking about it because the case wouldn't have gone forward. There would have been no prosecution. And even if there were, it would have been shut down as a result of the Supreme Court case. Anyways, both politically and legally, he had no choice because maybe I would suspect even the federal courts in the end wouldn't let him do what he planned to do, which is to essentially put Trump on the dock and potentially arrest him later this month. And so he protested too much in saying how apolitical he was and, you know, how impartial and careful he was. But he acknowledged this is a presidential race, and he's not going to mess around with it. Now, of course, he knew this back when he scheduled all this several months ago. So it the ridiculousness is quite obvious. But, you know, the whole process really kind of exposes the politics and abuse behind it. Now, Trump still faces harassment here in Washington, D.C. from Judge Chutkan and the Jack Smith operation. But it's more of, well, he's a terrible person, and we're going to say it in court as often as we can before the election. So he's not facing a trial at this point.
That's just incredible. And we're talking to Tom Fenton. I'm curious, Tom, as far as these decisions last week in Michigan, North Carolina, saying that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Is indeed being pulled off the ballot because he's not running anymore. This kind of makes sense. It's ironic, isn't it, that Democrats so wanted RFK Jr. off the ballot, and then once he's back Trump, no, we really want him on. Trump had some major legal victories last week, not just in Michigan and North Carolina, but obviously, well, I'll let you run them down, but I saw a whole trifecta as far as the New York sentencing being pushed back until after the election. It seems like lawfare has blown up in Democrats' faces, Tom.
Yeah, it's kind of petering out, which is a good thing for the country because the election's already been compromised to a certain extent by the lawfare that's taken place to date. You know, Trump, for instance, was held hostage by Merchan in court for 6 weeks through this show trial process.
And his numbers went up.
yeah, and then reason. But on the other hand, you know, if you're running for office, you don't want to be in a trial. You don't want to be in a courtroom for 6 weeks. And I mean, if getting indictment and getting indicted and getting prosecuted was a political plus, the politicians would be lined up at the Justice Department. Obviously, they're not. So this is a victory for the American people in the sense we've gotten over this hump. And the question is, how much further compromised will the election be? Now, getting back to the Democrats, you know, parties always fight about candidates being on the ballots. And both sides, in the end, have done it. But the Democrats are the ones who are talking about being in favor of democracy and how awful it is to be against, quote, democracy. And one of the big stories of this campaign, or underreported stories, I would say, is they spent the last 7 or 8 months in courts, not only in North Carolina and Michigan, but in courts across the country, trying to keep candidates off the ballot. And now, obviously, they're trying to keep a candidate on the ballot and trying to rig the election, or I would say impact the outcome of the election, by keeping people off the ballot. And most infamously, they tried to do that with Trump by keeping him off the ballot, and that failed miserably at the Supreme Court level.
Tom, I wanted to ask you before we get to the end, I wanted you to talk a little bit about what you've uncovered with the FBI hiding records tied to the Trump assassination and how you are ready to FOIA or sue or whatever. But what are these records that you're talking about?
Well, everything you could think to ask for from the FBI and the Secret Service about the Trump assassination attempt, Judicial Watch has asked for. And we've yet to receive one document under the Freedom of Information Act in response. And so the FBI is in cover-up mode. And they all say there's ongoing proceedings, and that means we can't get any questions answered, which is absurd. The guy was there a conspiracy? I thought there was no conspiracy.
Right.
So what ongoing proceedings going to be hurt by exposing the failure to protect President Trump? And we just sued in federal court, filed our first federal FOIA lawsuit for records from the Secret Service over questions about whether they denied his team requests for extra security, which, if given, probably could have helped prevent what happened on July 13th. So we have about 2 dozen requests out there, and the only folks who have been responsive have been the locals up in Butler County, Pennsylvania. We've gotten photos and videos as a result of our open records requests up there, but it's a complete cover-up down here, which frankly is a bit disturbing because as far as I'm concerned, President Biden, President Trump, President Clinton, President Bush, President Obama, it's a nonpartisan concern. We're all at risk because of the Secret Service, incompetent, incapable, and politicized. And the proof is in the pudding. They nearly got Trump killed as a result of their failures. And there's still no one holding them accountable, as best I can see, in a way that's going to address the emergency that's right now over the failures of security.
Tom, thank you so much for covering this. I hope you'll come back on and give us updates as they come up. But
Thank you.
Really appreciate what you're doing.